Let's talk about it. A practical book designed to enhance students' vocabulary and build their fluency for online and in-person classes. Self-published by José Roberto Igreja. Copyright José Roberto Igreja. Unit 1. Lessons from the Pandemic. Dialogue. Living amid the pandemic.
I wonder when we'll go back to in-person classes. I miss my classmates so much.
I know just how you feel. I'm also tired of online classes. Gosh, I sometimes find it hard to believe we are going through a pandemic. I wish I could forget about it for a while. But how can we? We're constantly reminded of it every time we turn the TV on.
Do you remember when it all started?
I do. When I heard about the first few cases, I thought it would soon blow over.
Yeah, very few people took it seriously. I think nobody expected it to turn out so bad and become a global issue, and worst of all, last so long.
True. It's been almost 2 years now. Fortunately, the vaccine rollout has been successful so far, and the number of daily deaths has been going down steadily. We owe so much to our healthcare providers.
We do. They are truly heroes. I'll never forget what we've been through and how dedicated and helpful they have been. I mean, there were so many critical moments. Sometimes it felt as if there was no light at the end of the tunnel. Remember when hospitals were overwhelmed for days and there were no ICU beds available for all COVID patients?
Yeah, but it's a memory I'd rather forget. Do you think the worst is behind us?
I do hope so, but let's not forget that many countries are still struggling to deal with this virus.
Gee, I wonder when this will all come to an end. It's crazy how everybody's routine has been affected. Having to wear a mask everywhere we go is a bummer.
Yes, my friend. The pandemic has disrupted the world as we know it and brought about many changes to our lives. Hanging out with my buddies is the one thing I miss the most. You know, I sometimes whine about the burdens that this virus has imposed on us. But deep inside, I can't help feeling we can consider ourselves lucky.
Lucky? How do you mean?
Well, just look at everything that's happening around us. The pandemic has taken a much worse toll on other countries, and many people have lost loved ones to this disease.
True. Some of my relatives and friends have gotten infected with the coronavirus, but fortunately, they've only had mild symptoms. I guess you are right. We should actually be grateful that we have been so fortunate after all. Do you think there's a bright side to all that's happening to us?
You know me. I've always been an optimist and try to see the glass half full, whatever the situation. I think the pandemic has brought out the best in people and made us more compassionate. I've seen many kind gestures in the past few months. A lot of people have gone out of their way to help those in need.
I agree. I feel like people have become less selfish and more sympathetic towards fellow human beings. I think the pandemic has also instilled in people the need to come together to overcome obstacles.
That's right. The pandemic is a cross-border threat. We can definitely be more effective if we work as a team.
Oh, well, let's just keep our fingers crossed and hope we can all go back to the old normal sometime soon.
Sure. The past few months have been pretty challenging. But hang on in there, pal. Good times are coming.